Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Small businesses have long played a key role in mountain communities, and leaders today see small businesses as poised to play a big part in renewing the region's economy. The U.S. Small Business Administration defines a small business as one with less than 50 employees. And according to Paul Wright, Enterprise Development Director with the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, or MACED, when you look at the small business landscape,
in Kentucky, 94% employ less than 50, and of those, 74% employ less than 10. I think if you were to create even one job by creation of a small business, it can have a multiplier effect in the community, primarily if that business is locally owned. And so the reason why is because that person, when they're able to sell their product or service, they're able to spend money locally in the grocery store, the gas stations. They're able to hire services that are local, and that money can circulate more times in that local community, as opposed to outside ownership that may employ a few more people, but the monies go to someone that does not live locally, does not spend locally.
The good news is there's a lot of support out there for people interested in starting or growing their business.
There are 6 small business development centers in East Kentucky. There are also the Kentucky Innovation Networks. There's 6 of those as well now in East Kentucky. There's SCORE. And then there's the community development financial institutions, folks like MACED and SCED and Kentucky Highlands, who all offer business advisory services directly to entrepreneurs. But most entrepreneurs are not aware of the services that are available to them. And they are always asking, where's the one-stop directory or website that I can go to? And I'm proud to tell you there's a new resource being launched called kybizinfo.com. So they can just go onto that site and put in their zip code and put in a little bit of information about what they're looking for, and it will populate and show them where is the closest free advisory services available to them.
SCED stands for Southeast Kentucky Economic Development, and SCED is currently hosting an Entrepreneurial Smarts Small Business Training Course at the Letcher County Extension Office. The course is designed to give people the resources and information they need to make their business a success. Josh May is a young business owner who co-owns the Roundabout Music Company in downtown Whitesburg, which sells new and used vinyl records, instruments, and equipment. The company is only 4 months old, and so when May heard about the SCED course happening this fall, he signed up.
When we opened the music store, we saw that there was a market there for this business, and so we already had our market and our customers somewhat identified and had made some rough plans for what our business would be. But then when it came to translating that to pen and paper and a business plan, some of that can be really tricky. Even if you know what you're doing, you don't always know how to write about it. And so I heard about this entrepreneurial training on WMMT and decided to sign up. And really, so far it's been really helpful in learning how to translate what your ideas are and make a formal business plan so that you can approach banks and loan agents and that kind of thing.
According to Paul Wright, 80% of businesses fail within the first 5 years. But SCED believes the success rate here could be much higher if people had more tools and a good business plan right from the start. In fact, as May learned in the course, seeking assistance is proven to drastically improve this.
One of the stats that really jumped out was that something like only 20% of new small business owners reach out for training within the first 2 years of opening a business. And of those that do, 80% of those folks have been successful in keeping their business open after the first 2 years. One thing that's been really helpful about the SCED training also is they connect you with other resources throughout the region. So they've given us information on MACED's lending programs. They had Justin Prater came from the Kentucky Innovation Network and talked about their entrepreneurial challenge that's coming up and networking with other folks that are starting or running small businesses in the area. That's been hugely helpful too.
Connecting all the support systems and opportunities available is what almost everyone agrees will be key. As Justin Prater of the Kentucky Innovation Center came and told the SCED class, there is currently a startup challenge being hosted by the University of Pikeville with $5,000 in cash prizes to be given out this December. The way it works is this. Submit your business plan to startup at upike.edu by November 29th. If you're accepted as a finalist, you'll be invited to compete for the cash prizes during the second annual business plan competition on December 6th. All Kentuckians east of I-75 are eligible to apply. And as Prater told us, it can all still be in the early stages.
And with this startup challenge, it's more of a conceptual level. So if you just have an idea for a business, you know, a great idea, you know, you don't have to be in business yet, although that is preferred, you can submit to us a short, very condensed 5-page business plan, and we can actually assist you with writing those business plans and developing a presentation to get you ready. Just because you apply, you know, you may or may not get in. It just depends on how well your plan's written and if you meet our criteria. But, the earlier we can work with you, the better chance that you can get in to participate.
The winners from last year's competition showcased ideas of all kinds.
First place was a company called Veggie Magic, who developed a spray to make, say, vegetables taste better. I mean, if that, again, like I said, use your imagination. And then we had another guy who was distilling moonshine. The third place was actually some college students who had been working with a local entrepreneur and inventor on a pool heating system. So, that's just a wide variety of different things. But we also had some people competing with apps and other ideas. With this one, you don't have to be that far. If it's a strong enough concept and you have, you know, the data to back up your idea, then, you know, you can enter this one. So we're trying to expand our horizons a little bit and open it up a little bit more to the public.
From this startup challenge hosted by UPike to SCED's small business training courses and MACID's lending program, there is so much out there that small business owners can take advantage of. And you can find out about it all at www.kybizinfo.com. And while all this support will go a long way, according to Jason Bailey, director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, there also needs to be a shift in how we think about economic development.
The approach to economic development and the resources for economic development are really focused on landing the big fish, on trying to lure companies into Kentucky that would potentially employ a lot of people. And, you know, that's gotten harder and harder for the state. There are fewer and fewer of those big fish out there. And it's always been difficult for Eastern Kentucky. There was a period in the 1990s where the region built a lot of industrial parks with coal severance money. And the result of that in terms of being able to lure larger companies in was not very successful. Potentially, if we put more money or more resources and effort into helping all the little fish do a little bit better, you may not have as many high-profile ribbon cuttings for politicians, but you potentially could have a more diverse, stronger economy over the long term if you took that approach. So there is some movement in that direction, I think. But by and large, the overriding assumption about how you do economic development is still about big tax breaks for big companies.
A part of supporting an alternative approach, which Bailey argues would lead to broader local ownership and greater local control of resources, is public support for private enterprise.
It's not easy to start a small business, and it takes a lot of skill. And so there is a strong public role in helping prepare people, giving them the critical thinking skills and the ability to analyze and seize opportunities through education, mm-hmm. and through the direct assistance that's provided through organizations like MACID. Public sector can also make it easier for people to start businesses within particular sectors by helping build a market for that sector. So that's one of the approaches that we take is, we're doing a lot to try to build, for example, the sector of energy efficiency and by creating demand for improving the efficiency of homes and buildings. And that creates a market for an entrepreneur who's a contractor to enter. And it's a whole lot harder to enter, start a business if your market's not there.
According to Paul Wright, one great example of what these kinds of public-private partnerships can look like is
the Trail Towns program leverages the natural assets of our beautiful Eastern Kentucky mountains and, you know, all the waterways and trails and recreational activities. And, you know, the goal there in this program is to help prepare communities to be more ready to cater to those tourists that come here to, you know, spend their money. And the goal is to get them to stay a little bit longer and have services and amenities for them, places for them to stay, restaurants for them to eat in, and the outfitters to help them with the gear that they need. And so this program has helped push out them as a destination.
And as Bailey sees it, education plays a key role in all of this in many ways.
And, you know, the investment we make in education makes it more likely that people will have the skills to be an entrepreneur. It's also the case, though, that the less we invest, and we've been investing less in higher education, the more people take out their own debt to go to school and then carry that debt through their adulthood, which is a barrier to accessing the capital they need to start a business. So in multiple ways, when we don't invest in people, it inhibits their ability to, you know, start their own business.
Justin Prater is hoping there will be a lot of interest in the Startup Challenge from young people.
It's a way for us to try to spur entrepreneurship among the youth. You know, too many kids leave high school and college thinking that they have to find a job rather than create their own. So we hope to be able to assist anyone looking to work for themselves or turn their dreams into reality.
I think sometimes we overlook the entrepreneurship as an option for people who want to stay in the community that they're from. There's really a range of ways in which it seems to me that entrepreneurship is a viable and important option as a way for people to make their own choices about life.
Again, Jason Bailey of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. Again, the website where you can find out more about all of these programs is www.kybizinfo.com. For WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.